This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So today, there's got to be a good day.
Seven past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug making his way across the farm, taking Charlotte out to take care of her duties. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden here with you.
I get it. I see what you did.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Hey, while we're waiting for Dudley, if you move on over to DougSteffens.com, you'll see today's poll right there on the right side. And it says, if you won the lottery, we ask, who would you have to share it with? This is based on a story that's at DougSteffens.com. I would definitely share it with you.
I know you would.
About an employee and his boss fighting over their lottery winnings. And they ask, would you share it with family, friends, coworkers, some of all of the above, or I'm not sharing with anyone?
All right, that's the poll, DougSteffens.com. Later on this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us. We're going to be talking about gas. And
you have that.
He cannot get away from the story.
I want every doctor. We have four doctors associated with this program. Dr. Ron Hoffman, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we have Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, and then Dr. Jack Stockwell. And so I think this is because it's good for your health, something that people,
Do you really believe that it's good?
Do I believe it's good? Yes, I do.
He's got a story where it tells you about your medical state.
Right.
The smell.
Well, also, there's that, plus it also, breathing it is good for you, being around it is good for you.
So let's save it for Dr.
Meanwhile, later on, that's
eat your breakfast now, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding.
The U.S. government has issued new guidelines that prohibit you, if you're an employee, or if you're an employer outside of the government, from forcing pregnant workers to take leave. And the new guidelines acknowledge that bosses may have to decrease workloads on people, women, who, I'm not sure as I read through this whether this is for both men and women. Employers can't force pregnant workers to take leave. What about their husbands? There are the new guidelines that have been around for, last 10, 12, 15 years, where men take parental leave as children are born into the family?
Well, hold on. Let's say this slowly for me.
Okay.
They cannot force pregnant workers
to take leave. Now, is this a law? What I want to know, I'm going to drill down on
every single one
of these. Here's what I think we need to... The issue isn't necessarily this story, but where these guidelines came from. Were they part of some law that was enacted by Congress, or is this just more rulemaking by agencies that are taking more power? The grab for power is unprecedented by the USDA, by the FDA, by the EPA, and that's what the Supreme Court ruling was a couple of weeks ago, aimed directly at the EPA, saying you have to stop making all these rules that are not enacted or approved of by Congress. You have to stop.
A small example of all of this, government getting into everything that they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Eric Holder demanded yesterday that the Washington Redskins change their name.
Exactly.
What in the world?
Why is that his business?
Is he doing worrying about? Yeah. Don't you have something bigger to deal with, Mr. Holder?
Mm-hmm. By the way, and to follow up on that, Richie, just for a moment, the Patent and Trademark Office, we all know that story from a couple of weeks ago.
Canceling the Redskins trademark.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. They voted to strip the team of all its Redskin trademarks, et cetera.
So there'll be a bunch of fake jerseys out there and whatever. Right.
And then there was a district judge who banned the use of the term Redskin in his courtroom.
In Maryland, yeah.
Yep, said anybody who uses it, we're going to cite you. And then there is the next role or next rule that may play a role in how broadcasters use. There are those who, there are lawyers who say they're representing American Indians. And the lawyers say that they consider the R word to be as offensive as the N word.
R word.
I don't know any American. Please, if there's somebody listening right now.
When the gentleman who named the Redskins, who is an Indian, a Native American himself, comes and tells me I'm offended.
How did we get so sensitive?
He was so excited that they were using the name the Redskins to honor them.
It's a good thing to have a team named after you, I would imagine, right? Yeah.
So Reed Hunt, remember him? He used to be the FCC chairman during the Clinton years.
Right.
He is a broadcast law expert. He says the R word is the most derogatory name a Native American can be called, and it is
an unequivocal
racial slur.
I can think of worse.
I can too. Right, exactly. I can think of worse than the N-word,
you know,
right?
888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. Please call me. If my team, I'm the Washington Redskins program.
Why are they going to call you?
No, I want them to call me because I'm the Washington Redskins fan.
Okay.
And I want to know if I'm offending you. Mm. Now, I don't want some white guy calling
you.
I don't want some Asian guy calling me. I don't want some black guy calling me.
You got to be a Native American.
If you are an American Indian, please call me right now at 888-302-3684.
And you may be able to talk to the rest of us, too, if you're lucky. The Redskin team is not made up of American Indians, so says one lawyer. And so the R word is offensive. If, in fact, that's what I kind of want. That would be my question to this person who calls, or people who will call if they feel to. If you're a Native American and you were on this team, would it bother you? And if you're not on the team and there are no American Indians on the team, then why should it make a difference to you whether the team is called the Redskins or not? That's what I want to know. If, hypothetically, you're on the team and you're not an American Indian, why would you care? Would it bother you? I've heard that there are some people on the team, Richie, that are upset. I don't know what you get local coverage on the specific members of the team.
No active player would ever come out and say they need to change the name.
No.
It's their job.
Right.
Okay. They
lose their job, you mean?
Right. And quite honestly, I believe most of them
like
the name.
We should probably just change all the names of the football teams to Team 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
You know, Pete is going to get upset.
4 is very offensive.
Yeah.
The Patriots.
The Broncos and the Rams. I mean, Pete has got to be upset about those.
All the sheep in the world must be upset about being the Rams using that name. That's got to be upsetting.
All right, so when we come back,
that's right.
You have to hear this. Manuel Noriega suing
the ex-dictator.
Ops
story. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So great.
Like an episode out of 24. 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing that fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Now 18 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Who many? Good, Doug. How many of you, or who among you, remembers the ex-dictator Manuel Noriega, who was dispatched by Ronald Reagan, as I recall? Wasn't that during the Reagan?
1989, yep. U.S. invasion of Panama, and ousted Noriega and put him in jail for a couple of decades of drug trafficking into the U.S.
He's 80 years old now. Okay, so what's the story? Why is he in the news today?
Well, he filed a lawsuit Tuesday in the Los Angeles County Superior Court, and he alleges that Call of Duty Black Ops 2 portrays him as a kidnapper, a murderer, and an enemy of the state.
Well, if the
shoe fits.
Yeah.
So he's not the only one to sue video games. So we'll see whether anything comes of that. It was just filed Tuesday. He's not the only one to sue video game makers for using their likeness in a video game. Actress Lindsay Lohan recently sued the makers of Grand Theft Auto V for using her likeness without their permission. And then also a group of college athletes reached a $40 million settlement with EA Electronic Arts for the use of their likeness in NCAA branded games. Black Ops, which was released in November of 2012, has netted more than $1 billion of sales.
Really?
In just its first 2 weeks.
All right, let's move back in time as long as we're
in the...
Wait, the best one?
Uh-huh. Black Ops 2? Also coming under scrutiny for using a character that resembles U.S. General David Petraeus.
What about his girlfriend?
She's not suing.
All right. So there is, we're sort of floating back in time a little bit here in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So we go back to the 80s when Manuel Noriega was a household name. We don't have to go back that far for the next item of interest. I don't know, Jennifer, because you're a lady, does that mean you get to talk about the baby boom that happened after the government shut down?
Because I'm a lady, that lets me do that?
Well,
Woman.
Well, it's in Washington.
It's in Washington, so when the government shut down, what do you do? If you can't over the American public, you might as well go home and over your spouse.
That's right. Can't over the public, let's go.
So last month, one of the radio stations here in Washington, WNEW, a CBS news station, decided to check in on the hospital births 9 months after the shutdown took place. And every hospital reported that they were having 2 to 4 babies more per day born than in previous months, than average.
You got to fill your time.
Yeah.
I love the way Jennifer puts it.
And Bill Clinton said, yeah, pretty impressive.
I think it was good for you.
And I think Clinton gets a bad rap.
Good for me.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he gets a bad rap. Only basically one. Having sex with a 19-year-old.
No, she wasn't 19. She was 26 at the time, I believe.
Who was?
It was Monica Lewinsky, 26.
No, she was an intern.
Well, so interns. How many?
She was not 26.
She's 40 now. She's
40 now.
Are all the interns that work with you at Radio America in their teens?
The oldest one is 22.
Huh. You dog, you.
Is there a life outside of the earth? Next half hour on Good Day.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All I do is farm, 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 no matter what. Got farming on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in a building, tractors make my eyes light up.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they so big, and they so fine. Though sometimes they break down, break down, break down. I still love to farm, farm, farm. And if you know the charm, put your hands in the air, make them say that.
Put your hands in the air, everybody. Today's video of the day features the Peterson Farm Brothers, the family in Kansas. We featured a few of their videos, which focus on farm life in the past. The latest musical parody you're listening to is based on the song All I Do Is Win. They call it All I Do Is Farm. So you may want to watch this because it's kind of cool. Although it's a little trite because it portrays these guys as sort of hayseedy farmery looking. Don't you think, Kenny? A little hayseedy farmery.
All I do is farm.
No, not at all.
I think they look like it. I mean, they're wearing white beaters and dirty jeans and boots and baseball hats, but isn't that what you wear?
No.
You never wear a white beater?
No. But thanks for asking, Rich.
Baseball hat? You never wear a hat.
I wear a hat in the wintertime when it's colder. I wear a baseball hat.
I bet you don't really wear those, the white beater tees?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Even undershirt?
Meredith doesn't want to see your big arms when you're out there working.
No, I'm wearing...
big, sweaty, hot arms.
Yeah. I'm wearing now button-up shirts, short-sleeve shirts, and the regular farm pants. I don't wear any of that other stuff. All right, so the Peterson Farm Brothers, we've had in the past. Richie, you got a couple of other references to the Peterson Farm Brothers.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air parody.
All about how our life is spent wiping sweat off our brow.
And we'd like to take a minute just to stop and say
what goes down on the farm in a typical day.
Down to the farm on a typical day.
Moving fences.
Yeah.
Cutting corn.
In central Kansas, born and raised on the family farm is where we spend most of our days. Chilling out, feeding cattle morning and night and all. Doctoring the ones and we're feeling all right.
When we finish with that, we do our best to provide by growing all your food up in the countryside. We make sure to be safe so our mom's not scared. She says,
farming can be dangerous, so be prepared.
Right. Many different tasks. Day after day, so when we start to get behind, it can get pretty crazy. Fixing tires, building fence, chasing cattle back in. We bale up the hay so that we can start stacking.
We grow wheat, corn, cattle, beans, and hay that provide you with the stuff you use every day. We plant seed, fertilize, and pray for rain and keep reading the word so that we can stay sane.
Reading the word. All right, so some fun from the Peterson Farm brothers, certainly applicable to the conversation that we
see, they got here on Good Day.
Wow.
15 million views on one, almost a million on the other.
Yeah, and they're not all farmers. We're checking them out, boys and girls. The fact that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I suppose brings me around to that. And by the way, just for the heck of it, I'm going to acknowledge Richie and the work he's doing with me. I did decide, people have been after me for quite a long time, to do a radio program that was specifically geared toward agriculture and the American family farm. So about, 3 months ago, Richie, when did we start this?
Yeah,
4 months
right
ago,
right.
3 or 4 months ago. Started doing an hour a week that is heard only at Talkers Radio at Talkers.com. And it's called The American Family Farmer, and it's aimed at issues that are birthed around our agrarian culture. The country was built on an agrarian culture, and it's being destroyed day by day because of government collusion with big business. And this is not all ranting and raving, although I do every once in a while get off on a toot.
Every now and then.
But I bring people into the program who have the same overview, and sometimes different overview of the problems, but we're aimed at find solutions to the problems so that we can keep the American family farm and the American family farm idea concept alive. So if that's something that's intriguing to you, if you're from the agrarian community and you think this would be kind of cool, then you can check it out. Again, it's Talkers Radio at Talkers.com, called The American Family Farmer. In the next half hour, not only do we have Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about gas, your gas, but an agriculture bill that's now law in Richie's home state of Virginia will be in our focus. 28 after the hour.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When someone dies, what were his wishes?
I'm presuming in the basis of my book that the family doesn't have a clue.
The book is Checklist for Family Survivors.
Obviously, it would be so much better if the family had had an opportunity to have a conversation with the individual about what kind of memorial service they want.
Elder attorney Sally Hermey says one issue might be organ donation.
The best place for the family to check is on driver's licenses, state registries. Many people will put into their health care power of attorney or into their living will whether they wish to be an organ donor.
Or donate their body to science. Checklist for Family Survivors is endorsed by the American Bar Association and AARP. Tomorrow, Finding the Finances. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley William Steffen, Richard Charles McFadden is here, Kenneth, I always forget your middle name and I don't know why.
Scott.
I don't think I knew that. Did I know that? Did you show me that before? Kenneth Scott.
A couple times, yeah.
Really?
KSK.
KSK. Kisk. All right, so Jennifer Ann Horn.
No way.
Jennifer Lynn Horn.
No way.
Jennifer Elizabeth Horn.
No way.
Jennifer
Gertrude.
No way.
Margaret. Now, right. Yeah, what is it?
Kathleen, please.
Kathleen.
With a K.
So the Arizona situation, the immigration situation, question has been asked, who tipped off the people in Arizona about the immigrant problem? I've said this once, twice, 100 times.
Somebody needed to be tipped off.
Well,
57,000 people running across the border.
The news media, as usual, takes things out of context or decides, okay, today the story is immigration, even though the story has been immigration for decades. So, there is a story about a county sheriff who warned residents about a bus that was carrying Central American children headed into Oracle, Arizona. So this is where the face-off started between the protesters and the activists who want to see more attention paid to the people who are coming across the border illegally. I don't quite get how it is that you think you're a good American by providing us with more illegals to deal with, even though I do understand the philosophy that America is the beacon of hope. We have offered help to people since we became a country, because we are a country of people who were essentially illegals. According to the British, we illegally declared ourselves an independent state, and they went to war to make sure we weren't, and we won. So we're now an independent state. So from that point to this point, we have an obligation, according to some, to take in people who are just like our forefathers, that have problems where they are
in danger.
And they come here to be helped. So how much of that do we have to do, and how many people are really in danger?
We, if they just need help, it's not our obligation. But if they are in danger, mm-hmm. for example, my wife's brother tried to come here from Colombia because they owned a radio station and they were in danger from the paramilitaries threatening them, and they killed him. He was not able to get here in time. Her other brother went to Canada. Mm-hmm. And so these kids who are in danger, their lives are in danger. They have a legitimate claim to be able to come in. So all of them, and here's the sticky part of all of this. All of them are in danger because of the hole that they live in, and MS-13 and gangs and drug dealers taking over their countries. So, I mean, you could make the case that all 57,000 and more, millions more, could really say, my life is in danger just for living where I live,
wouldn't it be cheaper?
We have to take them all in.
Wouldn't it be cheaper and more cost-effective and better for our country if we just helped fix the problems in their country?
But then we're spreading democracy, and we're trying to make other countries like America, and then where our military is taking over their country.
It's very frustrating.
Right. We're going through this in the Middle East right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yesterday, the folks at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration say that they found, through the new space telescopes that you, space telescopes that you and I paid for, they have found that we are likely to find, habitable Earth-like worlds, maybe even life on another planet in the next 20 years. Just in time to save us from a fate worse than death. So,
do you think they have their version of the Kardashians over there on that planet?
I don't know. Maybe. The essence of they have the same political veil of Washington on that, on that planet. So remember, was it 3 or 4 months ago, this may have been the prelude to this, when somebody at NASA said that there were at least 987 other planets in the universe just like the Earth. Who knows how they came up with that number, doing some kind of mathematical wizardry. But think about it again in terms of the enormity of the universe. The fact that we are in a solar system, which is a tiny part of a rather small galaxy known as the Milky Way, but yet what we see in the stars at night are just stars from our own galaxy. You can't see beyond our galaxy because it's impossible to see outside that window. And that there are billions of galaxies just like ours, if not bigger, that contain hundreds of thousands of solar systems just like ours in another world. Why does it seems folly to think that anything other than that would be the case?
Well, they say that they're going to launch a satellite in 2017 that will be able to carry out deep investigations of exoplanets to find just this out.
So, XO.
Yeah, here's my question. I think I'm going to post this on Facebook today.
Good for you, Richie.
I think all of us here
believe
that we were created by God. This planet was created by God. The solar system, the galaxy, everything, right?
Believe in God, yeah.
Okay. So if there is life on other planets, and we are created in God's likeness.
Right.
True. Right.
Yeah.
We think.
That's what the story.
Right.
That's how the story goes.
That's what we believe.
Yeah.
And we get to this other planet, and we see things that look like they came out of the Star Wars cantina.
Right.
That look nothing like us.
Uh-huh.
How do we
Who's to say that they won't look like us? You're just assuming that they're going to look like some sci-fi character. They may look just like us. And don't forget that our...
Haven't you seen Independence Day?
That our body and our shape and our characteristics all depend on where we live. I mean, think about the amount of body hair people have, the skin color people have. So you can't say that it's, you know...
So you open the door to me to lay the same philosophy on you that I've laid on you.
From different planets.
Every... All have different roots from different planets. And so that is where it starts, and that's where it ends. So let's see. It's wonderful to speculate and kind of fun to, from Richie's point of view, ask that question, the what ifs. You won't be able to figure out, but they'll make for great discussion if you can find somebody good that isn't going to talk about President Obama for a while to engage in that conversation.
I wonder if we get to another planet with other people, with other beings, whether they like Obama or not.
Ah, I know.
Whether they want to change the name of the Redskins. Is it offensive to them?
All right. So let's talk about a new agriculture bill that has become law in the state of Virginia. Last week, the state decided to protect certain activities at agricultural operations from local regulations. This is a statewide group that was put together, the organizations, the individuals, thousands of them, Richie, across the Commonwealth of Virginia. This was the first bill signed into law by the new governor, Terry McAuliffe. The bill marks the latest chapter in a controversy that attracted a lot of attention last year, when a board of supervisors forced a family farmer to cease selling products from her own farm. Remember that video went wild? We had it on DougStefan.com. The farm was no longer allowed to sell vegetables it had harvested. The food was donated to local charities. They couldn't have a dinner to celebrate the end of the year because they didn't have a license to cook on the farm. People went wild with this, as well they should have. The officials, this is how heavy-handed they were, threatened the farmer with $15,000 a day fines for hosting a birthday party for 8-10-year-old girls because they didn't have a permit and all they were doing was carving pumpkins. This kind of stuff, this is what we're talking about. This is what we have to all take action about. The brazen effort that the county used to try to get this lady who was a farmer off of her land. So people got together and there was what was called a pitchfork protest. So the bill now undoes all of this sort of thing and protects all farmers in the state from the abuse of the state. That's basically what the Virginia Right to Farm Act is all about. Thank heavens in Massachusetts we have it, but a lot of states do not. Virginia was one of them. So in Massachusetts they couldn't do it. I mean, they try to do it. They're in my place all the time in my face trying to get me to not do this, that, or the other thing. I just say, no, I can do it, and here's what you can't stop me because you have no authority to stop me. But yet, there are a lot of people who try to take it. And if you don't know any better, you're right, you're going to roll over and play dead. So congratulations to the Commonwealth of Virginia, Richie, which has now passed this legislation, which will keep the state from overreaching, which is all that everybody needs to know. Every state needs to have the same law, the same.
Virginia is still a pretty level-headed state.
Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't with regard to this sort of thing. So now that gets straightened up. That's good news. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell talks to us about your gas here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss and mask. Take responsibility.
Award-winning actor, producer, and director Neil Patrick Harris is teaming up with LG Electronics this summer to support the arts and students who create it as part of a new media art competition called The Art of the Pixel.
I have an enormous respect for young artists who are out there taking chances and pushing boundaries, especially where technology is concerned. I'm excited to see how new technologies like Ultra HD and OLED will influence the art world in the years to come.
Students from 9 art schools across the country are submitting their digital masterpieces to win prizes for themselves and their schools. LG's Ultra HD and OLED TVs are serving as a digital canvas for their submissions and offer the ultimate in color, clarity, and detail. Go to LG.com through July 31st to view the students' artwork and vote for your favorites. The program will culminate this fall when LG will announce more than $250,000 in student and university awards. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the most famous Nooka chiropractors in America, if not around the world. Nooka Chiropractic, it basically focuses on your neck, if you're wondering what it's about, and all of the ills that the spine drops on the neck and vice versa. So he works on your neck, and you feel better and live happily ever after. That's how it works. Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter, which has lots of information. But basically, with Jack, it's all in the gut. So I bring you the same conversation I've had with all of our other doctors this week. The focus on smelling your own gas and how good it is for your health. And I figured you'd be good at this. And I wasn't trying to be facetious or foolish. Matter of fact, I think the first time I told the story, I made sure it was when Jennifer wasn't here, because I knew if she heard the story of gas, she'd want to use the F word on the air. The other F word that doesn't offend people. Well, I don't know. I guess it does. If you say fart.
When I was a little kid, I'd say poot.
Poot.
Yes.
Okay. So smelling poots is good for your health.
And there goes our radio careers.
Your radio careers are fine.
You're
safe with me.
Isn't that great to begin with? Yeah.
There's a talk show station opening up in Antarctica, I heard about.
Really?
Hi. We're on there already.
So, yes, we are. And they're all interested because they got lots of gas up there. So what is there about our gas that's good for our health? And if you want to start with the gut and give everybody the reasoning for it again, it makes nothing but sense. Listen to what Jack will tell you about your
gut. Well, obviously the gas is coming from the gut. Now, are we talking about just a loud noise, or are we talking about something that smells?
No,
we're
talking about smelly. No, not
well, the really smelly stuff is just protein indigestion. It's just proteins that are not properly breaking down. They're in the gut. They're putrefying. Think of a dead animal on the side of the road.
Right.
That the local animal stuff hasn't cleaned off. A dead deer, a skunk, anything else.
Yeah.
The roadkill.
Yeah.
And what it smells like 24, 48, 72 hours after it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not that we shouldn't be eating protein. It's just that because of its combination with carbs or some other reason, we don't have enough stomach acid, which is usually the real reason for acid indigestion, is we don't have enough acid, and not that we have too much. It does not break down, and it sits in the gut, and the body is not going to move it along until certain chemical signals are released to it, so it can move to the next stage of final digestion. And so it sits there and it putrefies. So when you have gas coming out that's really smelly, it's a protein problem. When you have gas that comes out that isn't smelly, it's undigested carbohydrates, sugars. And when you get the two of them together, you get a real tornado nightmare. But the important thing is that I use the word tornado.
The visualization.
Yeah, yes. So I'm trying to give you a visualization here.
Yeah, you are.
But it's the carbs. When the carbs don't break down, then you end up just pushing the sugar into the cells. And this is where a lot of obesity problems and sugar handling problems come from.
Do
and
people
the
who
feeding
are heavier,
of the long flora.
Do people who are heavier have more gas than people who are thinner?
Not necessarily.
Is there a relationship to that at all?
Well, people who are heavier, people who are overweight, usually have a sugar handling problem to begin with. It's connected to the liver's ability to properly process things that are in the blood. And it will definitely build up gas. And then you get this. It actually is primarily what it is just carbon dioxide. And it builds up in the gut. And, of course, the gut's got to get rid of it. And when it doesn't smell, we know that we're having the improper processing of carbohydrates. When it's smelly, we have the improper processing of proteins. So we have roadkill building up inside the gut. The best thing to do with this, and it's on my website.
There's a statement I won't be able to get out of my head today.
Okay. If you don't remember anything else, you remember roadkill in the gut.
You're right.
You need some digestive enzymes. Zypan.
That's a standard process.
Zypan, which is not just hydrochloric acid. It's a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many people we've been able to help with their acid indigestion problems by putting acid into the stomach.
Yeah.
Because most of this reflux stuff is not because you have too much acid. It's because you don't have enough.
Apple cider vinegar is also another way.
Wonderful, absolutely.
To work this thing through your system. I'm finding that out. I went off the
protocol. The acetic acid that's in the apple cider vinegar definitely aids digestion, especially protein digestion. And that's what the stomach is for. The stomach fills up with hydrochloric acid to break down proteins.
So embrace your gas. It's good for you. That means things are working
well.
If you have a lot of gas, that means you're
working. Share it with people in a crowd so that they'll know you're healthy, too.
Yeah.
Perfect. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world.
High on the rapids, they struck their tiny rocks.
That's good.
And plunge them down. I'm so tired. 1,000 feet below.
Keep in mind, Chaka, although I'm a doctor, I'm not a licensed physician.
The Land of the Lost, Will Ferrell, the movie music that we started here with from the movie the same name. Will Ferrell's birthday is today, by the way. He's 47, and he ushers in another episode of Movie Moments with Chuck Curry, who's here on the
show. You realize what this means?
Yes! Matt Lauer can suck it!
You should save that audio, Rich.
Right, exactly.
You might need that.
That's great. Sooner or later. All right, so anyway, it's time for us to overview what's going on in the world of movies with some movie news. Robert Redford in the news, and that's pretty interesting, actually, if you get right down to it. It's nice to see him back, even though he, I'm sure, wishes he hadn't gone to what's-her-face's doctor for his facelift. Meg Ryan. Same place, I think.
And Kenny Rogers.
Ooh. Okay, so movie news coming up. This is the Doug Gooday program.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day with Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and me. Robert Redford is going to play Dan Rather in a film about his interjection, whatever you want to call it, George Bush's National Guard service. Why would they focus just on that? I would think that Dan Rather's whole career would be pretty good for a movie, wouldn't it?
I don't. Is it based on an original screenplay, or did they write a book on that one?
The film is called Truth. It's adapted from Truth and Duty, The Press, the President, and the Privilege of Power by a CBS News producer. That's where it comes from.
That's why they're focusing just on that one aspect.
Right. Kate Blanchett is going to play opposite Robert Redford, chronicling the scandal that erupted after Rather's report for 60 Minutes. Story cited documents as proof of preferential treatment for Bush during the Vietnam War that were not authenticated. And the lady played by
false.
Blanchett was fired, yeah, because they were false.
They used a font that wasn't even invented back in the
And Rather was fired basically a few months after that.
I think it makes it an interesting topic for a movie because it certainly changed the course of Dan Rather's career, no doubt about that.
Well, in the journalism in general, I mean.
And interesting, because Rather said the story is accurate. He since filed a $70 million lawsuit against CBS, claiming he was dismissed because he was a scapegoat. So, anyway, it looks like it'd be an interesting movie. It's kind of like Edward R. Murrow.
It's always good to see Robert Redford on the big screen. Right. His last film, All Is Lost, which primarily played only on demand, was a quality movie with a good performance by Redford, who barely spoke in it.
Yeah.
It's a solid movie, though.
It is. All right, what else you have for us, Chucker?
I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but Marvel has cut so many coming attraction trailers to its new superhero movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, which opens on August 1st, that if you put all the pieces together, you could probably watch the entire film.
Yeah.
I think that has to do something with the fact that the studio is nervous that the movie's not tracking nearly as well as they wanted to, so they start to panic and release more and more footage, which is never really good for the moviegoer who wants to see something fresh and original when they enter the theater. And one other bit of news. Well, my opinion. I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson a lot, but I have absolutely no interest in seeing Hercules, which opens on Friday. It looks just like another big CGI.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is going to play the same role that she has in Alien in a new game. Did you see that? Is that something that's becoming a trend, these stars in these new games?
I think what they did is they got the entire original cast, Sigourney Weaver and Tom Skerritt from Alien, and for the video game, they're going to use their voices. I guess that is a new trend. I'm not a gamer, but that's actually a pretty cool idea.
Well, there's a lot of money in it, I think. Richie and I were talking about the other day. A lot of dough in that. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Appreciate it. Check out Chucker's blog, by the way, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can reach by finding Chuck's picture in the contributors box at DougStefan.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.